hosted an award ceremony for the township's Young Voices Project. 18 awards were handed out to youth between ages 11 to 27. More than 100 people attended the event, in person and by Zoom. I catch up with Marie Molliner, who led the Township Young Voices Project and is the assistant editor of Township Sun, about the success of this weekend's event, and Solomia Salame, one of the first prize winners for the Township's Young Voices Project, speaks to CIDI about the importance of such projects and encouraging youth to experiment with their creative outlet. Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning into our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Marie and Solomia, I just wanted to start off by thanking you both so much for joining me today. Again, I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Marie, before we dive in the Township's Young Awards ceremony for the Township's Young Voices Project, which took place on Sunday, March 26th, can you please remind those that may be tuning in as to what the Township's Young Voices Project was all about?
Absolutely. It seems hard to believe it only started 7 months ago when we wrapped it up last Sunday. And the Township's Young Voices Project was an idea that the editor of the Township's Sun, Rachel Garber, had to engage youth and then our community of very creative elders in writing fiction and nonfiction, poetry, art and photography, and hopefully encouraging youth to apply to get awards. And it happened. We were amazed that over the past 7 months, we had workshops where young folks came and got tips on how to write, tips on how to take photos, all for magazines. And then there was a deadline, which we extended to the end of February. And at first, we didn't really know how many people would apply. And as usual, people always apply at the very last minute. And so we ended up with almost 50 entries. So it was very exciting.
That's great. And you touched on it a little bit, how the participants had the opportunity to take part in some workshops. From my understanding, the Township's Young Voices Project, you had a collaboration with the Right Here, Right Now program of the Bishop's University Lifelong Learning Academy to help participants. And you had some financial support collaborators as well.
Yes, we did. We had a number of partners, including the Eastern Townships Research Foundation, the Townshipers Association. And this was really a work of love of volunteers. I didn't add up the hours, but I'm sure, you know, we're probably talking close to 2,000 hours of volunteer work overall to get us here. So it was really a community labor of love. And that was pretty obvious in the room when we had over 100 people show up, families and children.
Wow.
And poets and authors and playwrights from the Eastern Townships. It was wonderful.
That's great. Now, you were speaking a little bit about the submissions, that you had over 50 submissions. Were there a variety of submissions? You know, you're speaking about how people had the chance to submit photography, stories, poetry. Was there that variety, or did people seem to stick to one avenue?
That's a really good question. We didn't know where people would land. You know what, and I assumed that photography would be the one that would be the biggest because everybody has a phone, and at a minimum you could take a good picture with your camera. But it was actually poetry that had the most submissions, and the poetry submissions were just beautiful. Poets from as young as 11 right up to older poets submitted some beautiful, beautiful poems. So I'd say that was the most popular category, followed by fiction and then art. So we had some submissions of actual drawings and one sculpture that was actually an award winner. So photography, fiction, nonfiction, art, and poetry were the five categories, and poetry was the category.
Now, you're talking about the awards ceremony and how over 100 people showed up. Now, it seems to be a successful event. Can you highlight what sort of prizes are awarded once this project is completed?
So there were three categories of prizes, and some were shared, and there was one honorable mention. If you are a first prize winner, as will be our next interview with Solomia, you will get $100 in cash and your piece will be published. So in Solomia's case, she won first prize for photography and her photograph will be published in the Township Sun, and all of the winners will have their work over the next year published in the Township Sun. The second prize is $50 and the third prize is publication only.
And I'm assuming that your financial supporters are the ones that help make those prizes happen.
Yes, in particular, the Rotary Club of the Boundary and Stansted submitted prizes for, submitted the cash for the award. So everybody pitched in.
The projects that were the winners, they're going to be printed throughout the year in the Township Sun. So they're not going to all be put in one edition of the Township Sun. It's going to be spread out throughout the year.
That's the plan, that every issue over the next year, especially the ones that coincide with some of our themes, there will probably be issues that have more than one. And they'll be for subscribers who can subscribe digitally and get the paper copy, which seems to be quite popular with young folks to actually have a magazine. We didn't expect that, but that's what we've heard.
Can you please remind me, Marie, about what the age range was for the Township's Young Voices Project?
Yeah, we started it off with 12 to 29, but when some 11-year-olds, and we had more than one, decided to apply, we thought, how wonderful is that? So it was from 11 to, I think the oldest participant was 27.
It's so great to hear how youth want to get involved in that and be creative and just hop on board. It's so awesome to hear.
Well, it was so wonderful to meet the families of these youth. The Salle Amédée Baudouin is a beautiful sunlit room on a sunny day, and I'm not sure it was that sunny, but it felt filled with sun. It was just so, there was so much happening in that room that was wonderful. The community really showed up.
Great. Well, thank you so much for highlighting that, Marie. Solomia, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know that you were, as Marie said, you were one of the first prize winners at last weekend's ceremony. I was wondering, Solomia, if you would be able to please start off by telling our listeners just a little bit about yourself.
All right, sounds good. So my name is Solomia. I'm a second-year business student at Bishop's University. I'm 18 years old, and it was fun to join the Township's magazine, especially since there was a lot of categories that you could pick from. I think that's what the sort of gemstone of it was, that you could pick any creative passion that you have and just go with it.
Now, how did you discover the Township's Young Voices project exactly? If you're kind of new here in the area, how did you come across this project?
It was promoted among the universities, so that's how I found out about it. And I decided to go for the poetry category since I write a lot and decided why not give it a shot. But the photography category was a bit of a spontaneous decision. So it's fun to see that that's the one I ended up winning somehow.
So photography was not your original passion going into this. This is something that you discovered along the way.
Exactly. So now I guess I'll have to pick it up in the future.
That's great. That's what's great about these projects, is that you discover things about yourself sometimes that you don't even know. Now, can you speak a little bit on your project for us? You said that you submitted a photography project. So what was this project exactly?
Yep. So it was a picture of the moon reflecting across the water that I took here in Sherbrooke. It was maybe a few months of living in Sherbrooke here for the first time. I didn't used to live in Canada before that. And I liked it because Canada has a lot of natural spots in the area that we take for granted a lot of the time. But essentially what photography is about is capturing the smallest moments that we tend to miss and keeping that with you in the form of a photograph. So that was one of the pictures I took, and I decided to submit to see if other people would share that kind of outlook.
And do you know around exactly where this was in Sherbrooke that you took the photo?
Yeah, it was in Lennoxville. There's a small park here. Not know the name, but that's where it was taken.
Great. Now, can you comment on you're kind of touching on it as you're speaking, but can you comment on your experience and what it was like? Was this something that you have done before? Are the arts and being creative something that you always try to incorporate in your life?
So I always liked writing since I was a child. It's something that I've always done and want to keep doing, which is why when I saw a lot of the younger children win the prizes for short fiction and poetry, it reminded me of myself being younger and just imagining your younger self with your immense creative potential. Because as children, we don't know the limits to our reality, so we really are most creative as children. To have that recognized as a child puts already a seed in their mind that they could do great things growing up. Which is why I messaged Marie right after telling her that the work she does is invaluable in raising the next generation of artists and photographers and writers, because you're encouraging them to do a lot more than what they think they could have done.
Yeah, and they have someone in their corner to support them along their journey.
Yep.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Salomia, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to bring up about your experience or about the Township's Young Voices project that you think would be important to highlight.
I think it's all good.
And what about for you, Marie? Was there anything else that you wanted to mention for our community here of the townships?
Well, one of the things Salomia said to me, and she may want to reply during the event, which gave me an insight, which is why I wanted to have her speak today, was her observation about how important it was for children to be encouraged to explore their creativity. So I don't know, Salomia, if you want to speak a little bit more about that.
Of course, as I mentioned, just seeing the children, I think, was enough for anyone to understand how important it was for them to get recognized. Even if it wasn't the child that won, I noticed sometimes the child was missing, but the sibling was there, and they were beyond happy that their brother or sister had won the prize. That just goes to show to children in general. And I think it also had an impact on young adults, who were also a big part of the competition. As young adults, we tend to get lost with work and study, and a lot of the times we think that we should repress our creative potential and creative energy because we have too much on our plates already. We get distracted. We never finish that book we said we would write. We never finish that painting that's sitting on our shelf. But this project, it really forced me to get back into writing a poem, you know? It really forced me to, okay, I need to get this submitted by the deadline, let me get working on it. And it puts that inspiration back into your heart, no matter if you're a child or a young adult. And it was nice to connect with the community of artists in general.
Yeah, it seems to like light the creative spark in people, and it reminds them that creativity is there and it is an outlet on our bad days and our good ones.
Well, that was great. Thank you, Salomia. The only thing I would add that we didn't touch on is that the beauty of this project really involves elders and younger creatives. And just that mix, that intergenerational collaboration where the younger folks were actually teaching some of the older folks, and the older folks were there as mentors and guides, was just so beautiful to read about and to watch. And the jurors who, all of these submissions were anonymized, and then an anonymous jury judged them. So no one knew anyone, even though they may have in real life. And the juror comments were just exceptionally gratifying to read if I was a young person to hear how my work was taken seriously.
Well, thank you both so much again for joining us and for highlighting this project and the importance here in our region. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.